This is WWJ All Local.
Detroit police investigating a 13-year-old who allegedly shot his own father twice in the back in Rosedale Park. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live with more. Charlie.
Yeah, Jackie, that's right. Authorities are going to have to decide whether this 13-year-old will face charges for allegedly shooting his father twice in the back. Then, that 13-year-old allegedly took the family car and dog and a friend and then drove to Ohio. The father will survive, but the 13-year-old was arrested and will be extradited back to Detroit. Now, Roxanne, she lives in this Rosedale Park neighborhood where the shooting happened yesterday.
Your kids are so unpredictable. You never say what your child won't do. And I think today's problem is that we're giving these kids too much. You know, back in our day, we got slapped, you know, at any thought.
Now, still a lot of questions about the gun in particular, and then the reason for the shooting, although reports indicate that the child maybe didn't like being disciplined. Reporting live here in Rosedale Park, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit police looking for the driver connected to a deadly hit and run on the city's east side involving an e-bike.
Investigators say a woman riding the e-bike was hit last Thursday afternoon near West Fallia in Lyndhurst. Police say the driver ran a stop sign before hitting the woman and then took off. The suspect's vehicle is described as a red Chrysler 300 model years 2006 through 2010 with no license plate. Police say it should have front end damage, including a missing fog light cover, along with extensive damage underneath the vehicle. Anyone with information is asked to contact Detroit police. Jeremy Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
The University of Michigan has officially selected a property in nearby Ypsilanti Township where the school plans to build an AI data center. U of M says plans are moving forward with a $1.25 billion data center to be built near the intersection of Textile and Bridge Roads in Ypsilanti Township. The data center would be built in collaboration with Los Alamos National Laboratory with a focus on artificial intelligence models studying cancer and cardiovascular health. The plans released yesterday will need local approval and were met with immediate pushback. U of M Regent Paul Brown says the university failed to engage in an adequate conversation with those that would be most affected.
The future of Detroit's most iconic building is now under consideration. WWJ's Luke Sloan live with more. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Chris. And part of that, Detroiters are being asked to give their thoughts on the future of the Renaissance Center. Bedrock officially announcing a series of ways that Detroit residents can give feedback on the redevelopment project. Now, the company has long released renderings of the former General Motors home, with the two towers closest to the Detroit River demolished, paving the way for more than 35 acres of the riverfront redeveloped into a walkable area. Now, Bedrock is asking for your thoughts on these renderings as part of their community benefits process. Bedrock has opened up the Riverfront Community Hub, which is located at Bobian Place. Residents can go there and share feedback, tour exhibits, and directly engage with the project team. The office opens up next week on August 19th. Residents can also attend weekly meetings at the Coleman & Young Municipal Center, 6 o'clock every Tuesday, starting again next week, August 18th. Bedrock will also stop by each city council district and visit city events over the next year or so. Reporting live, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
Amid rising costs for things like grocery and gas over the last several months, Americans' credit card debt is also about to reach a new high. That's according to new data yesterday from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
$1.26 trillion in outstanding credit card debt in the U.S. We are just shy of the all-time high, which is $1.28 trillion. And we did see that number go up in the most recent quarter of the year.
Wow.
So that could reflect higher prices. You know, things cost more. So people's balances go up. It could also reflect the fact that people are just out spending more in the summer.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
If you're feeling lucky, you may want to buy some lottery tickets. WWJ's Beth Fisher reports that tonight's Powerball jackpot has jumped to $1 billion, Beth.
Yeah, it's been a while since anyone won a big Powerball prize. The Michigan Lottery's Jake Harris says this is one of the bigger jackpots.
Wednesday's drawing will be the 44th drawing since the jackpot was last won on May 2nd. That jackpot was won by two different players, one in Florida, one in Texas. They split a $20 million jackpot. This, though, is the largest jackpot we've seen in more than 7 months, and it ranks eighth largest Powerball jackpot of all time.
Harris says the last big winner in Michigan was an $842 million Powerball jackpot in 2024. The odds of winning this one, 1 in 292 million, but he says there are lots of smaller prizes. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
A local marijuana chain is steering customers away from one of its nearly three dozen locations because of a controversial surveillance camera. Jars is urging customers to avoid its Madison Heights store because of a Flock camera in the parking lot. The company has been fighting with the city over the camera, saying customers view it as a privacy violation. Jars put up a no Flock zone sign over the camera, but the city ordered the company to remove it or face sanctions. Jars says it doesn't operate the camera or have access to the data it collects, and customers uncomfortable with the camera can visit another location.
Sales of U.S. homes slowed once again in July as record prices and the highest mortgage rates in more than a year proved to be an insurmountable hurdle for many prospective homebuyers. The National Association of Realtors said yesterday that existing home sales fell 1.7% last month. Home prices continued to rise, hitting unprecedented levels from July. The U.S. median sales price increased 2% from a year earlier to over $434,000.
Metro Detroit has one of the hottest zip codes for home sales in the country. Livonia's 48154 is ranked 6th in Realtor.com's latest list of the hottest zip codes in America rankings. No other Michigan city cracked the top 20, but Mayor Maureen Miller-Brosnan says there's a trend where families want to be near large cities like Detroit, but want to move into well-established, highly valuable property.
Livonia is affordable. The median price of a home is $338,000 in our city. So it makes this a great entry point for young families that are moving out of apartments, trying to get into a system that has a great school system, a city with a great school system, a city with a great parks and recreation program, just all the amenities you'd want for a young growing family.
Miller-Brosnan says proximity to cities like Detroit and Ann Arbor is a factor in the rankings. Peabody, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, ranked number one on the list this year. Trinity Health Ann Arbor is celebrating a major medical milestone as the first hospital in Michigan and the entire Midwest to implant an advanced next-generation leadless pacemaker.
Doctors successfully performed the procedure August 6th as part of a global FDA clinical trial. Unlike traditional pacemakers, this experimental device operates without surgical pockets or wires running through the body. Instead, it uses advanced sensing technology to help the heart's upper and lower chambers work together naturally, lowering the risk of long-term complications and infections. Leaders say the hospital is proud to be at the forefront of rapid advances in cardiovascular care that can extend and improve patient lives. Trinity Health is one of several leading medical centers worldwide enrolling patients in the 325-person study. Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
August 12th is a day to celebrate vinyl records.
Today is National Vinyl Record Day, and the medium is growing. Music journalist Gary Graff said its appeal is part the push to own physical media.
Part of it is just the number of streaming services, platforms that are out there now, and I think people get confused, like, do I have to get this on, you know, Spotify? Do I have to go to Apple? Is it on YouTube? And you just as soon have it, own it, and know it's there, and put it on whenever you want.
When asked Gary what is the first vinyl album that comes to mind, for him, it's Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Ryan Recker, WWJ News Radio 950.
The FAA needs more air traffic controllers, and it's finding them from the video game world. The FAA set out earlier this year to recruit gamers to help meet their hiring goals, and it's apparently working. Clinton Sparks is CEO and founder of the Global Gaming League.
Most people that look at a gamer, they think it's for like dudes or kids, and they don't understand the value of being a gamer and the complexities of problem solving and, you know, figuring things out and working together with other people. So that's why, you know, colleges give scholarships for gaming now.
The idea came from air traffic controllers themselves, who said that gaming skills translate. Now that the 2026 FIFA World Cup has come to a close, we know two things. Spain is the winner, and Gus Hulley can take a break from drinking beer. Hulley telling People magazine that he purchased a beer from each of the 48 participating World Cup countries and drank one every time its corresponding team was eliminated. It turns out buying 48 beverages can be very expensive. He says, how expensive? He said $400, which averages to a little over $8 per beer.
I think Gus is probably going to keep drinking beer.
I think so, too.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.